Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another podcast. This week's podcast features the course exit interview. If you were here last week, we talked about girls' access to education. To our new listeners, thank you for joining us. And to our currently subscribed listeners, thank you for joining us again. So this whole podcast is split up into three segments. The first segment is artifact analysis. The second segment is the news roundtable. And the third segment is the interview questions. So we're going to begin off the first segment by talking about artifact analysis. Specifically, we're going to be talking about two artifacts in this whole course that were very significant to me. First artifact is the Human Trafficking Awareness Campaign. So you guys did ask me some questions that I asked you to put up on the Twitter last week. So the first question I was asked was, what did you like or not like about this project and why? This project specifically was my favorite because it allowed me to really do a lot of research on the topic. This project allowed me to understand how human trafficking is actually a really big issue. When we hear about issues like these, we don't really keep a long attention span. So when we're just talking about it, we never really understand the impact of the issue. Another thing that I liked about this project was the way that I was able to execute and present the information. Doing a podcast allowed me to better demonstrate my understanding of this topic. When I talk, it's easier for me to explain something to someone. So doing this podcast allowed me to show my understanding a lot better, hence why I was able to get such a good mark on it. The second question that I was asked was, how has this piece of work helped you to develop your ability to use geographic concepts and geographic inquiry process or develop geospatial skills? How I want to answer that question is by saying that this project allowed me to understand much more than just talking. It allowed me to show how human trafficking occurs, how it takes place, what are some of the problems that occur with it. These would include some issues that occur around it due to things. This would include poverty. This would include child endangerment, just in general, human endangerment. It allowed me to understand where this issue occurs. From what I saw mostly, it occurred in poor countries where people are desperate to make money and get the things that they need. Poor countries are mostly places that are in the East right now because here in the West, our laws have developed so much more. We currently are concerned about giving everyone their rights and giving them opportunities, but in the East, it's not the same. So that's where a lot of people are still poor. When I talk about these world issues, there's always something that we leave hanging. So questioning allows me to learn and keep understanding why and how our world works. All in all, the Human Trafficking Awareness Campaign was such an educational opportunity for me. I was able to learn so much about the issues that happen around me in the world. And I just think that it's a really, really good assignment that the teacher gave us. Now, the second artifact we're going to be analyzing is the UN Sustainable Development Goals presentation. Again, the first question you guys asked me was, what did you like or not like about this project and why? I would like to start off by saying I liked how we got to focus on one goal per person and then we all submitted and took our own notes. I liked the way that this project was designed because it allowed everyone to focus on one goal at a time instead of having everyone throwing a bunch of goals together. If everyone had to do all the goals at once, then everyone would not understand the purpose of the goals. They would struggle to understand and take in all the information all at once. A thing that I didn't like about this project was that I couldn't display all the information that I did research on. I put in so much time and so much work to do like proper and credible like research, and in the end I wasn't able to represent all of it due to me presenting it in an infographic. On the infographic, you can like only put a certain amount of information before it's not considered an infographic anymore. The second question I was asked was, how has this piece of work helped you develop your ability to use geographic concepts and geographic inquiry process or develop geospatial skills? I want to answer this by saying this project allowed me to understand the severity of this issue. I was able to understand how many people didn't have access to fresh water and sanitation in this world. From this assignment, I learned that people that struggle to get access to water mostly live in areas that are poor. Being in a poor area results in not getting the best quality of things. So this would mean that there would be no good filtration systems and there would be no services to keep things clean. this is a serious issue because everyone needs to water to live, and having clean facilities such as toilets and sanitary products such as soap and sanitizers are just important to have, because if we don't have them, things like disease spread just at the blink of an eye and cause many people to get sick and eventually can possibly even cause deaths. All in all, the UN Sustainable Development Goals were very eye-opening for me, because as a student myself, we do hear about issues all around the world. We hear about these kind of things all the time. And in the end, it's just really reassuring knowing that there are world leaders out there that are making plans to create change and solve these issues. Now, moving on to our second segment of this podcast, we will be reflecting on the news roundtables that we did. Again, here we have the questions that I had requested you guys to put up on my Twitter and the comments of this podcast from the previous week. So our first question is asked is, explain your process of preparing for the news roundtables. And is there anything you would do differently next time? How I prepared for the news roundtables was by doing much of the stuff in advance. And viewers, trust me, doing so many things in advance will make your job so much easier in the future. At the beginning, when the news roundtable was introduced to us, I recorded all the topics for each week on my calendar. That way, I knew what news roundtables I was doing each week. Then the next step began was, each Sunday, I would prepare by starting to find the possible news articles I could summarize that week. By Wednesday, I would have had my news article and I would start typing the post. Then by Thursday, I was done typing it. Thursday night, I would usually be done typing my post and I would be going back and just editing and looking through of it. This would allow me to have time the night to review what I typed. Then by Friday morning, from what I have expected from so far, from 8 to 11 a.m. is when I ended up posting the article summary and analysis. The next question that I was asked was, how would you assess your interaction with others during the news roundtables? The news roundtables have been such an amazing opportunity for me to express my opinions. And I think I came off as, my interaction came off as pretty well. I think I come off as a very thoughtful person when I was replying to these posts. Replying to the posts allowed me to explore a variety of issues and get the insider scoop of the news around me. Even though I don't check the news every single day, I still look into the news articles that people posted, which allowed me to get more aware of what was happening around me and that I did not know about. These news roundtables gave me an opportunity to express my opinion on important global issues. Replying to other people's articles was a great way for me to show how I engage with other students. It allowed me to understand world issues on a different level. One specific reply that I made on someone's news roundtable post was about online brides. This article was posted by a student named Kate, which is in one of our classes online, and she wrote an article about internet brides that were abused and being held captive in Australia in the homes. This article stood out to me very much because she talked about an issue that not many of us are aware of. And I actually am aware about this issue because I took a class called Families in Canada where we discussed different types of marriages and different types of forced marriages. And in this class, we went through the different stages of a person's life, you know, getting your high school diploma, going to post-secondary, getting a career, dating, getting married, having children, getting divorced, getting a permanent career, retiring. And I just love this class in general because it taught me a lot of life skills. So when Kate posted this article, it just stood out to me, and I was able to reply with my opinions on what I learned in school. What I took away from this article was that the internet bride is a dangerous place to be. Joining these things is not the best thing. You might think some of these girls thought that they were going to make a lot of money. Some of these girls thought that they could create opportunities for themselves in the future, but they couldn't. There's too many things that they don't want to do, and they are forced into these things. The next question I'm going to be answering is, what are the strengths that you had during the news roundtables? During the news roundtables, I noticed that I would analyze the issue and then I would try to propose some solutions sometimes. An example is this, when I was replying to one of another students, whose name is Jacob, article about climate change, which is a key issue in the European elections. I was talking about how there should be awareness created about this issue. I talked about getting politicians involved, so it would, you know, kind of create more coverage of information, since politicians do have more authority, they're more often on the news, there is always broadcasting information and stuff. Basically, they have a lot of attention of the people. A next question that I was asked was, what do you think you still need to improve on? I know that I have expressed that I enjoyed the experience very much of the news roundtables, but there is one thing that I think I still should be improving on, and that is the amount of replies that I did on the news roundtables. I feel like I should participate more often in the discussions, and the steps to improving myself that I would take is by planning it out, setting a specific time just to reply to people's newspaper articles, give myself and give these people time to go through, read the articles, read the work that they put into to get such a good mark. I should really just go back and give them really good replies. Final question I was asked for the news roundtable was, what grade level would you give yourself on the news roundtable? Looking at everything I'd done, I think I would give myself a level 3+. I think I deserve this because I did work that was required. I wanted to get Leslie's to a 4, which was my goal, but it's just about fixing that one mistake I made about the amount of replies I did. I think it's justified since I always did hand in my posts on time, also answering and covering all the information that was asked, and a minimum, I always replied at least 4 replies on the days that I was in a rush. Hi folks, now we've made it to the final segment of this podcast where we'll be giving the general interview. These are just general questions that I was asked by you guys about my opinion about the whole course in general. So the first one is just a sentence that you wanted me to fill in, which was a highlight is of the learning opportunities that were in Unit 3 when we talked about the human rights. This was an important unit to me because I had some knowledge from school, from the international law class that I was taking at the time. So I was able to link up and understand that unit a little more easily. An example of my understanding is talking about women's rights, which is a really good learning experience for me because I already had some knowledge. Talking about what women were allowed to vote on, women's land ownership, these are just small things that I already had some knowledge about. So it just made getting the work done in that like lesson so much easier for me. The next sentence that I was asked to fill out is, a personal turning point for me was when we did Unit 4. Next, now Unit 4 was another important unit for me because I learned a lot about these issues that occurred due to our slacking. And this is a personal turning point for me because I'm not going to lie, I used to litter a lot. I used to litter like crazy. I used to be so careless about the environment because of my laziness. And since middle school, when we really started talking about the environment, I really started acknowledging like my actions and thinking about what my actions were doing to the environment. And just learning about environmental issues really just set me back to that time, and I really just thought about how I used to not consider other people and how I used to not consider the environment. And now that we have done so much damage, and back then when I did so much damage, now basically we're struggling to get back up from our mistakes. This is a turning point because I learned about all these issues and ended up joining the eco squad in my school. This is basically just an environmental group that we have in our schools. We pick up any litter around the school. We plant trees. We plant more vegetables in our school garden, which is a feature for our hospitality courses in our schools. And in general, I enjoyed that experience very much because I felt the contribution I was doing to the environment was a really good feeling. The next question I was asked was, in your view, what is the big idea of this course? I think, in my point of view, this course stands out due to its idea that all issues occur due to choices that we make. I know some of my viewers right now may be saying, yeah, obviously that makes sense. But to me, this course really helped me understand that sentence. You really have to go into depth to understand why this sentence is very significant. But to me, this course is very, very important. I'm really glad that I chose to take this course because I learned that a choice that one person makes could initially affect just one person, and it will affect many other people. Some examples include, let's say, for example, a government decides to decrease wages in third world countries. Their decision affects the population, and they become poor and homeless. Another example is the production of plastic straws. The decision is made by us, the people, who are looking for easier ways to drink our drinks out of bottles or glasses. We make that decision, and our decision affects the earth negatively due to the wildlife dying from the littering that occurs. Straws are causing many deaths of some turtles and a lot of other sea life. All these things go hand in hand. And what you want to understand here is that we should really think our decisions that we make, no matter whether it's a really big decision, like a life opportunity, or a small decision just about what you're gonna just do that day. Our decisions affect the future because some issues do take time to present themselves. The next question I was asked was, what's the most important lesson from each unit? So for this question, I'm just going to go through each unit and just tell you guys. Unit 1 was the United Nations and Development Unit was important to me because it showed the work the world leaders are putting in to fix these issues. Specifically, the lesson where we learned about the development of the world. Unit 2, the migration and refugees, was an important lesson because I could relate that story due to one of my family members that I knew. This was an important lesson, especially since being in Canada, where we do accept a lot of refugees, and that's just a really good thing because here in Canada, we want everyone to have an opportunity to an equal education, equal employment, equal right to life, basically. And that's such an amazing thing that our country is accepting refugees, people who are troubled, people who are trying to escape conflict. And in general, that's just something that we should really accept more. Unit 3, the UN development of the world. This lesson generally covered a lot of issues at once. So that was a great learning experience for me. We got to talk about all the general issues that are occurring and the development goals that the world leaders have set out. And I got to learn all the different issues that the UN is looking forward to solving. Finally, Unit 4, climate change lesson, was my favorite since I got to explore the different reasons why climate change occurs. This lesson was very important to me, and I thank everyone in this class because we got to learn exactly what actions of ours affect the environment. The next question that I was asked was, what obstacle occurred during the course of this class? How did you overcome them? An obstacle that occurred during this course was dealing with the amount of work that we got. In general, I've never dealt with such a heavy load of work before because going to regular classes that we have at school, we didn't really get work every single day. We would do like a lesson one day and then like the next day we would continue on to the classwork that we were doing from the day before. So it's just like we didn't get homework every single day. But from this online class, we had a new lesson every single day. We had a PowerPoint. We would have homework. We would have a discussion board. So I'm not saying that it was really bad for me. I'm just saying that it's the first time I've dealt with such a big load. And I think it's really great that we did have this kind of class because it really keeps you engaged in the class, so you're really paying attention. So this was an obstacle I overcame by planning everything out. So this semester I actually paid more attention to, you know, using my agenda. The next question I was asked is, what is something this course helped you prepare for post-secondary? Again, same thing. The amount of work I dealt with. I know that there are people going to say like, oh, this work is nothing compared to what you're going to be dealing with in uni. But still though, it was an addition to what I was already doing. The amount of work that I get in school is still like a lot. And adding on with this course, I got work every single day. So I think that just adds on and just makes me progress towards the amount of work I'm going to get in university. The next sentence that I was asked to fill out was 5 years from now. I will remember talking about climate change. I'll remember the different discussions that we had surrounding this issue. I'll remember talking about the things in our news round tables. News round tables was a very, very great experience for me. I enjoyed it very much. And thanks to this course, I've been actually watching the news more often. Downloaded CP24 apps. I've downloaded BBC apps. I think it's just such a great thing to just know about what's happening around you in the world, even when you're not paying attention that much. Final question I was asked was, and most important of all question, the mark that I deserve is, I think I deserve anywhere between 78% to 85% because of the work that I handed to class. Because most of the work that I handed in got an average mark. I would consider this an average mark. Anything from 70 to 75 is average for me. I didn't want to go for that. But above average marks were things like my human trafficking awareness campaign, my UN state sustainable development goals, my population statistics labs. These were all three assignments that I enjoyed very much, and I think since I enjoyed them so doing them so much that I was able to put in a good amount of effort, and I did get a good mark. Another thing was my participation, just not the news roundtables but other discussion boards that we had about lessons that we were doing in class. When we had those discussions, I was able to participate really well. We had the different the bulletin Google boards that we had that put in up anonymous comments. Those were really great because you just got to see what person wanted to say, and it wouldn't really put up their name. And I think I put in a lot of work and time when it came to the summative assignments, because the summative assignments was where I really got to prove to the teachers if I was really willing to do all this type of work, if I was a really good student in class in general. And I think that's just a really great thing, because I got to prove that even though I'm not really good at some of my participation, I'm still good at showing and just doing the general practical work. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today on this podcast. I hope that you were able to understand all my opinions and views on my course today. If you're a person that really likes to know about the world around you, if you really enjoy learning about world issues as I did, because I enjoy my global studies classes a lot, I definitely recommend this course to you. I recommend this course to and generally to all students, because I think even though that you don't like watching the news that much, I think you a lot of us have this expressive ability of debating really well. We really like to talk about things. So I think that we should all take this course. It should be a demand in our schools. And in general, this course was such an exceptional experience for me. I got to express a lot of my opinions, which was an amazing, amazing experience, because I got to talk about things. I got to express my opinions. And I just love, love doing all of this. And guys, thank you for tuning into today's podcast. And to our current subscribers, thank you for listening. And to our new listeners today, thank you for joining us. Please subscribe and continue listening to my other podcasts. Next week, join us on when we talk about our September enrollment of universities. For now, goodbye.